For House Republicans, who have a three-quarters majority, it was an incredible session. Here's some of what Majority Leader Lance Pruitt of Anchorage had to say the day after adjournment.
And it's just been a dynamic year. I look forward to being able to tell my kids years from now that I was a part of the legislature that did the things that we did today, or did in this session.
Most prominently, majority lawmakers changed the tax structure, called Alaska's Clear and Equitable Share, or ACES, to provide billions in tax cuts for oil companies. Supporters say the changes are aimed at encouraging more oil development in Alaska. However, they've also likened the chances of that happening to a crapshoot. Opponents, such as House Minority Leader Beth Kurtula, believe the impacts to the state's bottom line will be devastating.
I think history will show that this was the worst session and that the oil tax giveaway is going to be the worst problem the state faces.
Kurtula is one of the sponsors of an effort to get a citizens' referendum on the ballot to overturn the oil tax cuts.
The history of our state is one of people coming in and taking our resources and leaving. It's been the gold and the copper and the fish and the fur, and we can't let that happen with the oil. It's our constitutional duty to mandate the benefit to our state, and we've just done this without one shred of evidence or guarantee that we're going to have more production or that we're going to have a benefit for Alaska.
Kurtula is also frustrated that lawmakers failed to pass a long-term plan for education funding. Just at the end of the session, they added a one-time injection of $21 million for school security, energy relief, and other fixed costs. She says that's not enough.
What I want to see is an overall plan of how we reduce class size, we put the money back into the classroom, and we do it on a consistent, dependable way, rather than just this a pittance here, a pittance there.
Kurtula says she's proud that the 12-member bipartisan Bush caucus joined with the House minority in opposing a measure that could pave the way for a school voucher system in Alaska. Senate Joint Resolution 9 remains in committee. It seeks voter approval for a constitutional amendment to allow the use of public funds to help pay tuition for students in private schools.
I don't have any problem with the family saying, we want to pay for or have our children go into private school. But that isn't even realistic in rural Alaska, even if you wanted to do it. So if this voucher system happens, it's a real undermining of public education, particularly in rural Alaska.
Kurtula was glad lawmakers also held up a measure Governor Sean Parnell proposed to streamline the state's permitting process for development.
House Bill 77, which would change permitting in Alaska and would also allow the government to take away people's filings for water rights, was held up in the Senate and I think killed. And that happened because of the dedication of quite a few, even former legislators, who came in and said, this just can't happen. You can't turn it over wholesale like that. There's too many issues about what happens to people's rights, their ability to a public process. And we saw a number of bills like that were coming through very quickly.
And Kurtula says she was relieved at the end of the session that a House and Senate conference committee restored $550,000 that had earlier been cut from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Southeast Port Sampling Program, which is used to manage the region's salmon fisheries. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.